Okay, I appreciate everybody's indulgence. Members had committees, bills to file and other, present in other committees, and obviously that creates quorum challenges here and other places, too. So we made it. I'd like to call the Committee on Military and Veteran Affairs, Space, and Domestic Security to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Mr. Chair.
Here.
Senator Gibson. Senator Evers.
Yes.
Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Senator Stargell. Quorum present.
And let the record reflect that Senator Stargell has an excused absence. I think we're going to take a little time before we start our official meeting. I was fortunate enough to be at the Cape the night that SpaceX conducted its latest successful Falcon launch from Kennedy. Well, they've conducted another one since, but it wasn't at Kennedy. And what made this launch unique, and I've been to a lot of launches from Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, the shuttle, but this truly is one of the most remarkable experiences I've ever had to see a launch, a rocket go up, deliver a payload, and then fly back. And I'm sure this will not capture the actual experience, so I encourage all of you to next Falcon launch, come and come to the Space Coast and watch it. If you need any help, call my office for any information or support. But let's roll the YouTube video. We just wanted to play it for the committee.
VC, start the launch auto sequence.
In order.
Prompt confirm you're ready for engine chill in 30 seconds.
Prompt is ready for engine chill.
Now that's the space. That's the SpaceX facility in California.
Stage 1 locks, stage 1 fuel, stage 2 fill rates all nominal.
That's Launch Control Center at Kennedy.
All stations verify, ready for launch, all stations acknowledge, FTS.
Prompt go.
ABI.
ABI's go.
GNC.
GNC go.
OSM.
OSM go.
Recovery.
Landings go. LCLD, go for launch.
T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have lift off of the Falcon 9.
This is the unique part. It comes back. That's in California, yes. She had a Florida sweatshirt. I didn't notice that. No one ever ever in the world, no country, no business, anyone has ever launched a payload into space. In this case, there were 11 satellites that were deployed, 11. But the booster rocket, which is, I think, 170 feet tall, literally flew back to the pad. And so it's another first here in Florida. It's never been done. Now, Blue Origin, in a test, launched a rocket, and it came back and landed. They've been very successful, and we're happy about that, too. But what's unique with the SpaceX is this was an actual launch. It was not a test. It would launch the payload, actually 11 of them, put them successfully into orbit, and the booster that fired it into orbit, then you saw flew back and landed. And that's significant on a number of levels. One, cost-wise, if we can reuse those rockets and the hardware, it's going to save substantial money. But from a jobs point of view here in Florida, where, like the shuttle that glided back after it did its mission, the rocket coming back to Kennedy or Canaveral Air Force Station means a lot more jobs for us, because you're then going to refurbish, retool, and reload those rockets right here, whereas build new ones, you know, in other places. The other thing, they will do test firing here. So that's indescribably exciting for us here in Florida that was done. And Jeff, did you want to say anything? Really appreciate SpaceX sharing the video with us and their presence. And you know, I think it's a company we need to work hard to support, and as well as Blue Origin, that just announced that they will move their operation to Kennedy Space Center, design, build, test, fire, and fire their rocket at Kennedy. SpaceX is already doing that. You know, they're flying out of Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, and now they're flying back into Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. The other thing they've done is Pad 39A, which is the pad that nearly all the lunar launches were launched from, and was about half of the shuttle launches were launched from 39, very big, enormous pad. SpaceX has an agreement with NASA now to take over that pad, retool it to build the Falcon Heavy. The Falcon Heavy, Falcon 9 has 9 engines on its main booster. The Falcon Heavy has 27. And, you know, they're looking at flying back the 3 boosters at once. So you literally will watch a launch and see 3 of these boosters. It's indescribable. Hopefully have you guys out to watch one of those launches. There's nothing like it.
Mr. Chairman, I read that, because a lot of my constituents ask me, why is it that NASA's not doing more and we have a private company? But I read that SpaceX is doing a lot of the commercial flights for businesses, and NASA is doing a lot of the long-range exploratory for national security and for exploration. So that it's a bifurcated situation where business has really come in through SpaceX and other entities to do the launch of the satellites. You know, every time I'm lost and I look at my Google file, I know there's a satellite up there watching me, keeping an eye on me, you know. And that's what I guess goes up with these huge rockets, private enterprise, and NASA has the exploration. It's fascinating.
You know, it's really not an either or. You need a robust national space exploration plan that's cutting edge, doing research. But nobody can do it more efficiently and effectively as a private sector, and I think SpaceX has proven that. And so much of the accomplishments he's made is as a result of all the research NASA's done. But it's a joint effort, just like when Columbus, and he had to get a stipend from government to make the crossing. But once they were able to demonstrate you weren't going to fall off a flat Earth, the private sector came in and explored the world. But it's very, very analogous to that in space. But I want everyone to see that, and like I say, keep an eye on those SpaceX. We're going to have, the Air Force there's a lot of activity going on at the Space Center. We'll have over 30 launches this year. I think next year we're going to have over 40. So we're almost getting to a point where we're launching once a week. So a lot happening. I just want to give a quick update. Jeff, thank you for helping us out. Jeff Sharkey, who's, I know you all know. And so, and I'll introduce Kevin. We're here with Jeff. Kevin is with SolarCity, which is another one of Elon Musk's companies. You know, he's building Tesla electric automobiles, and his concept of SolarCity, which will revolutionize solar power and space exploration. And it's a pretty amazing company, pretty amazing individual, and what Elon's doing. So thank you for being here too. All right, we'll get to our agenda. We'll take up tab one, 1288 on energy management by Senator Richter. Becky, you're here to do Senator Richter's bill. You are recognized to explain the bill. Yeah, we need your mic. Yeah. Is it on? It's.
There you go.
Better? Okay. I'll restart. The bill amends statute to include a definition for the term activate to mean the execution and implementation of the necessary plans and activities required to respond to an emergency or disaster. And the reason that we're amending the definition is by defining the term activate in statute, the Florida Department of Emergency Management seeks to clarify that the EOC remains activated at all times, even in the absence of a declared emergency by the governor. And that's the bill.
Okay. Are there any questions on the bill? We do have one amendment.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to explain the amendment?
Yes, sir. This is a technical amendment recommended by staff, and we just remove the phrase potential or declared, and it does not alter the bill at all.
Okay, and that is Amendment 238272. It's a courtesy amendment by Senator Evers, and it's a delete everything. So any questions on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Okay. You recognize a close on the amendment?
I'd like to waive close, please.
Okay. All in favor of the amendments, say yay. Yay. All opposed, nay. Say nay. Amendment passes unanimously. Okay, we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? We do have one appearance form. Julie Roberts.
Division of Emergency Waves and Support.
Division of Emergency Management Waves Support. Thank you, Julie. Good to see you here. Okay, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Becky, you recognize the close.
Wave close, please.
Wave close. Lois, please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1288.
Senator Evers.
Yes.
Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Senator Stargell. Senator Gibson.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, and by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1288 is reported favorably.
Thank you,
Becky. We'll go right along to tab two, Senate Bill 1538 on veterans employment by Senator Evers. Senator Evers, you're recognized to explain the bill, and there is one amendment on the bill. It's late filed. So we'll go ahead and late filed strike call. Is there any opposition for the introduction for the late filed amendment, barcode 642416 by Senator Evers? Seeing no objection, show that it's favorably introduced unanimously. And Senator Evers, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to defer to Senator Sachs and let you take her bill up, you know, the gentleman I am. But now that we've got this far into it, I guess I'll go ahead and make the presentation of this bill. We've got 21.8 million veterans in the United States, Florida having the third largest number of veterans. And it's well aware that this being the Veteran and Military Affairs Committee and how proud we are of our veterans, what this bill would do, it would make proposed veterans recruitment plan to complement the state's veterans' performance in the employment and the retention into law. And it requires each of the state agencies and allows each political division of the state to develop and implement a recruitment plan. It would also require specific goals for recruitment plan to be set and met by the agencies and political subdivisions. It will require the Department of Management Services to collect and publish the data on each agency's recruitment plan and the veterans' performance, preferred performance. So this is another tool that we would have in the toolbox to see that our veterans would actually be sought after, that they would have a job. And also this is something that makes Florida just that much more military friendly. And with the third largest number of veterans in the United States, look, let's face it, they come, they enjoy what we got, and then they move off, and then when they get ready to retire, guess what? They move back. So, once they get the sand in their shoes, we can't get rid of them. So this is just another tool that we would have to see that our veterans would have a job here in the state of Florida.
Awesome. Thank you, Senator Evers. Any questions on the strike all amendment? Or the bill as amended, I'm sorry.
No, it's on the amendment.
Oh, we're still on the amendment. Okay, we're still on the amendment. Any questions on the strike all amendment? Seeing no questions or any debate on the amendment, Senator Evers, you recognize close, waves close. All in favor of the amendment signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? We do have one appearance card, Colonel Mike Prendergast.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The department wastes its time in support of this good bill, and we thank the senator for his patriotism in supporting our third largest population of veterans in the nation. Thank you.
Thank you. The Florida Department of Veterans Affairs waves and supports, and I concur with you. We certainly appreciate Senator Evers for bringing this bill to us. Okay, we're back to the committee. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing no debate, Senator Evers, you recognize close.
Just urge you to support this good bill and waive close after that.
Thank you, Senator Evers. Lois, please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1538.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Stargell, Senator Gibson,
yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, and by your votes, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1538 is reported favorably. Now we'll take up tab three, and that's Senate Bill 1688 on Florida Veterans Foundation by Senator Sachs. Senator Sachs, you're recognized to explain the bill, and we do have one amendment. We'll take up the amendment, barcode 972310. By Senator Sachs.
Okay. This amendment removes the requirement for the Florida Veterans Foundation to submit the application form for voluntary contributions on the license applications. The Florida Veterans Foundation is funded solely on voluntary contributions and on fundraising. So this would give them a source of funding which they sorely need to continue their good work for Florida's veterans. And as Senator Evers said, we have the third largest veterans population in the country. We want, when they get sand in their shoes, we want them to stay here and become part of our Florida family. That's the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do we have any appearance forms on the amendment? I don't think it's on the amendment. It's probably the bill. Is there any questions on the amendment? Any debate? Senator Sachs, you recognize the close.
I waive close on the amendment.
Senator Sachs waives close. Would administrative assistant please call the...
What? No, we go on the bill.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. All right, all in favor of the amendments, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Yay. Opposed? Carries unanimously. The amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Any appearance forms? We have one. Again, Colonel Mike Prendergast, Florida Department of Veterans Affairs.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. We waive our time in support of this great bill, and as always, we thank Senator Sachs for her priceless leadership in support of Florida's veterans.
Thank you, Colonel, and the Department of Veterans Affairs waives in support of this good bill by Senator Sachs. We certainly do appreciate her. Okay, we're back to the committee. Any debate on the bill? Senator Sachs, you recognize the close on the bill as amended?
Well, I was going to waive close, but I just want to thank the Florida Veterans Foundation because they've been very busy the last year, as you know, Mr. Chairman and members. They put together the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame and the Florida Veterans Walk of Honor, which we see in front of the Capitol. And they are everywhere in helping veterans throughout the state get financial assistance. Our homeless veterans, they've become the face of the veterans organization here in Florida, and I thank them for all they do. And that's my closing.
Thank you, Senator Sachs. Lois, please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1688.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Stargell? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, and by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1688 is reported favorably. Okay. Is there any other business that any of the senators like to bring before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Gibson moves that we rise.
What's that?
So there's a requirement in law that